This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yedaled, Mishnah Daled. The next two Mishnayos discuss the tumah status of the various parts of an agala, of an ox-drawn wagon. As we'll see, most of the parts that our Mishnah will discuss are different parts of the equipment used to harness the ox into the wagon. This Mishnah will list those parts of the ox-drawn wagon that are susceptible to tumah. The following Mishnah will list those parts of the ox-drawn wagon which are not susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah says, "Hatimein shebagola." The following parts of an ox-drawn wagon are susceptible to tumah. That is, even when these parts are by themselves, it's not assembled into a functioning harness or wagon. Nevertheless, since these parts by themselves play a specific role, and they have enough halachic significance to be considered a kalim in their own right, and therefore they are mekabel tumah. It's similar to the case of the bridle of Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Hey, where we learned that, for example, the bit of the bridle is mekabel tumah even when by itself, even though practically you only use it when it's hooked up to the bridle. But nevertheless, the bit does its own thing. It has its own particular function. It's the part that goes in the animal's mouth. And so it's considered sufficiently significant to have an independent kli status. And so even when by itself, it's mekabel tumah. So similarly, the following parts of the harness of an ox-drawn wagon are mekabel tumah even by themselves. The Mishnah says, ha'ol shel mateches, the yoke that lies across the necks of the oxen, if it's made of metal, it is mekabel tumah. V'hakatrav, the crossbar that is suspended beneath the necks of the oxen to help keep them fixed to the yoke, that is mekabel tumah as well. If, again, it is made of metal, because if it's made of, let's say, wood, well then, you know, since it has no receptacle, it would not be mekabel tumah. If it's made of metal, metal is indeed a receptacle, and therefore that would be mekabel tumah. Also, the tips that are installed to the ends of the crossbar, if those tips are part of how the harness functions, and that they accept the straps, meaning you tie one end of the strap to the middle of the yoke, another end is tied into a ring that's found at the end of these tips, and the straps you go under the oxen's necks. So it's all part of, you know, securing the ox to the yoke. The halacha is the tips, even when by themselves, since they are an important part and play their own specific role in making the harness work, they too are mekabel tumah, provided that they too are made of metal. And more parts of the harness than a mekabel tumah, barzel shetachas tzavrei behema. It's a piece of iron that was placed under the neck of the animal to protect the animal's neck from the straps, and asomech, the pulling ring that was installed in the middle of the yoke. The wagon was attached to that ring. V'hamachkir, and the harness that's tied to the oxen's necks. Could be that this held the aforementioned piece of iron in place. Also v'hatamchuyos, the metal plates placed between the yoke and the animal's heads, so that there shouldn't be, you know, too much pressure from the yoke. You know, these are mekabel tumah even when by themselves as well. And ha'inbo, the clapper of the bell that was suspended from part of the harnessing equipment, is mekabel tumah as well. This is considered a kli that serves man, as its function is to let the owner know where the animal is. And now moving to the wagon of this whole apparatus, vatzinora, the hook that holds the wagon's load in place, it's stuck to the floor of the wagon, umasmir hamachabras kulan, and a nail that contributes to keeping the wagon's parts together. These are mekabel tumah as well, even though generally speaking, nails are not mekabel tumah, but this here is a specialized kind of a nail specifically for wagons, and it was not uncommon to take the whole thing apart, so they weren't just, you know, a permanent part of the wagon. They would be removed, put back. These are specialized nails. So these are mekabel tumah, along with all of the other parts listed above. And again, the Mishnah is saying, even when these parts are not assembled, they're by themselves, since they each play a specific role in contributing to this apparatus, the oxtron wagon, they're each considered significant unto themselves, and therefore they're all mekabel tumah, even when by themselves.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.